The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life
back at ya. 982. Got some corrections to make. I said 93 or 94, I think, on that episode. That was 84 or 83. Sorry about that. What else did I do? Oh, it's sad because he's a local hero, goddammit. I called Dennis Miller David Miller over and over again, so that's dumb. But whatever, got it done. What else do we have? We got a hum here. Boom, boom. I'll leave it alone. The low cut will probably get rid of it. You won't even know. How you doing there, quarantine world, guys? Things are all right here in Hazelwood. I got a hot cup of coffee, you know what I mean? We have a little sip here. What do they call that? SM sound? Something. That's for you guys. Whew. Yeah, things are all right in Hazelwood, man. I got the coffee, I got the pretzels, I got the recording studio all to myself. Hey, so much room, you know? I can stretch. I could be naked right now. You don't know. I'll let you imagine. But my place is pretty good, guys. It's kind of a low-rent neighborhood, but it's boss, you know? We've got this back porch, faces a forest, straight down a ravine, right? Guess what's back there? Hippie colony, right? And hippies don't care, man. They're playing bongos and playing guitar, you know what I mean? I mean, it's probably not a lot of them, just the people that live there. But regardless, that's something. Sit on the back porch, listen to some live music. Not only that, we got another dude down the valley, down the holler, as we like to say. He's got, I don't know, 50, 60 records he plays on loop, you know what I mean? Just blasting sound out the back door. We used to do that when I was a kid, man. My dad had this, probably 5.5 foot tall speaker, 2 12-inches, and some tweeters, you know what I mean? He'd roll that thing outside in the summertime out in the country, man. We would just blast. They had to hear that for miles. Just like that, but here in Hazelwood. Fun little community, you know? Went and ran the stairs today, guys. Number one rule of Zombieland. Cardio, right? Gotta have good lungs. Yeah. I found out today, or yesterday, I should say. I guess it's not a guarantee after you're done with this thing that you're done with this thing. Not all viruses, I guess, give you immunity. I'm guessing that's why they don't have a lot of antibody tests. I'm not sure. Total bro science, guys. But I do, or did hear, from a very reputable source. Maybe once your immune system's guards let down again, you can get her again. I don't know. We don't know yet. Only time will tell. But here's what I do say. If it comes a time when we are immune, you know, and all of us are having a good time out at night because we're immune, some of us ain't, some of us ain't, you know. Some of us that is going to have to get odd jobs, guys, you know. I'm a young dude. I can do most anything. I've worked a lot of production, you know what I mean? I don't know how bad things are going to get, but if they do get bad, consider doing some oddball shit you know you're capable of, but is a little more mandatory. I'm talking meatpacking plants. I'm talking semi-truck drivers. I'm talking package handler for Amazon. What else do people fucking need to get through this kind of stay-at-home bullshit? I don't know. I'll leave it up to you. That's the point, guys. Let's try to think about some stuff. I feel fucking useless, don't you? Went out the other day, helped by moving some stuff around in a pregnant lady's backyard. Probably didn't even really need done, but it was annoying her, and she didn't want to go outside, you know? Fucking only took 5-10 minutes to do the work, that is. I rode my bicycle there, but that was even better. Gave me a reason to get out of the house. Ride bicycles, by the way, guys. you can stay away from people real easy, you know? It's fun. Number one rule, cardio, Zombieland. Today's episode is a little, it's a little lo-fi, guys. We're here in the future. The future is a little dystopian. We got a phone call from Trevor and his buddy Mike. Mike's from different places in space, which is a... God, I hope I have that right. Let me pause for a second. Yep, that's right. I nailed it. Different places in space. They're pretty dope, guys. They opened for us at Kativo. I may have said that one time before. Fun guys. Mike was kind enough to be on the call. They're up in Maryland, but you'll learn that, right? Check them out on Spotify. That's Different Places in Space. And, of course, you're all familiar with Trevor Austin, a.k.a. The Bone. That's funny. I couldn't say it. Couldn't say it with a straight face. No, that's all right. With no further ado, let's get in to a lo-fi audio call. Yeah, because it'll all come through your phone to my phone if you three-way him.
No, we can see. That's all.
I can add a call right now if I want to. Well, let's see if I can add a call. What are they on?
Okay, we merged the calls. Soundcheck. Can you hear him?
I can hear him. He said hello.
Yeah, mic check 1-2.
Mic and 1 and 2. See? And I can, you guys can all hear me, and we're all, like, together.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Feels so intimate. do I know you, man? I'm Aaron Douglas. You know me?
Yeah. I met you at Trevor. When you guys are doing open mics at Ham for the Ham Bones.
Plus, are you in... Spaces and Places?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you guys closed out the show at Kativo that we all did. That was great.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was probably the first night that I really met you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were all back at... You were the only ones cool enough to chill back in, like, the champagne room they had set up.
Yeah, dude, that was great.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of that whole night. It's not going to be perfect. We just have to be careful of talking over each other, and we'll get it. Yeah.
So what
are we going to start on?
We already did start until you interrupted us.
Okay, so let's give it an intro, though, because it sounds normal and you just edited it right. So,
well, we should get everyone's name.
3, 2, 1, and here we are on the quarantine podcast. Okay.
Trevor, I record intros, bro. This is all unnecessary.
Okay, cool. We're here. We're live. Dude.
But what would be nice is if everyone gave their name with their voice, it helps everybody sort us out. So I'm obviously me, and this is The Bone coming up right to my right.
Trevor Austin from Quarantine Central.
Maryland, is that correct?
Yeah, we're in Maryland.
And here you are joined by?
By Michael, the other quarantine Maryland guy.
And Michael's in a kick-ass band called Different Places in Spaces, right? I'm not messing that up, right?
Yeah, no, Different Places in Space.
Places in Space. I knew I was fucking it up. Anyway. Yeah, so how's Maryland life, guys? Are you guys really quarantined, or are you just fucking pretending like Boy Scouts, like, on a...
It's like in between of that. There's a catfish in, like, 40 yards away.
Yeah, so you're totally getting the runs, bro.
Woods. Yeah, we're still in reality. I mean, we have gone, I think we went a 72-hour stretch without leaving the premises. Yeah, that's true. So we're leaving for essentials.
That's true. That definitely slows it way down. That definitely slows it way down.
Yeah, cigarettes and veggie burgers, that's the essential bar.
Is gas station abundant with veggie burger?
Yeah, we've been stocking up on that and cigarettes and called the neighbor over for some weed, so...
Are you guys actually by the ocean?
We're not.
No,
we stopped.
Yeah, we stopped halfway.
So, yeah, my mom, they live here in the summertime, but they're in Florida now. So that's why I was like, we could stay here until Because we originally were going to get the whole band to go down to Ocean City, but one of our bandmates is COVID-19 positive. So.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So I mean, we're just, it ended up being Trevor and I kind of locked away in this house. We're by, like, Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd your
voice... Are you in the Inder, Aaron?
What's that?
Are you in the Inder? Are you in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm down in the south end of what I guess I would call the peninsula where the two rivers come together. I'm down Hazelwood. It's like the bottom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like the elephant's jaw.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of figure it's inevitable for me. Eventually, I'm going to get it. That's why we're doing a phone cast, you know? I need to bring people into the house. My girl works at the hospital. You know, I've been the one getting the groceries and stuff like that.
And she's Chinese, so let's talk about
that's obviously a big factor.
Yeah.
We got Chinese food last night. We got because the news told us we were all supposed to get Chinese or not Chinese food. They told us we were all supposed to get food. They said we were supposed to get food to save small business. That's what they told us last night on the news. So we got Chinese food.
Wow.
Last night.
You got to support the Chinese businesses. That's crazy.
Dude,
yeah,
there was plenty of orders coming in. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're doing
it. Yeah, I got takeout one day, and there was like a line there of people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal, man.
It is kind of weird, right?
It's very weird.
Do you guys, what's the population?
We were trying to compare it to some other moment in our lives that is comparable. I mean, this is so much stranger than 9/11 was.
Oh yeah, for sure. It is way stranger. You're right. That's a weird comparison I had not drawn yet, but that's true. It's very true.
I mean, that's the only other thing in our lives. We were trying to think like what would the third most crazy thing be? We couldn't really even think of it. Yeah, like for our lifetime.
Well, I think at that point you're probably getting down to individual experience, but people have their own tragedies. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what we're talking. Like, what's a national experience? 9/11, this corona thing. What would be the third strangest national occurrence? What we were like, Gulf War? It's hard to even. Kobe Bryant. That's probably third. Dude, we already got another one.
It's all been in 2020. Yeah.
The world's almost stopped then.
Dude, I was thinking about writing. So, Kobe, huh? And like on all my social media, you know, just question marks, trying to lighten the mood.
All right, here we go. Do you know where Kobe Bryant is buried?
Yeah,
good work. I like where we're headed right now.
Kobe Bryant is buried in Corona, California.
Oh, I thought this was a fucking joke. I thought you were writing clever jokes, like dead baby jokes,
dead
Kobe
Bryant
jokes.
This isn't a joke. This is what the Illuminati and the Freemasons have planned for us.
I like jokes better.
I like jokes better.
Nah, go ahead. Tell me about the Illuminati killing Kobe O'Bryant.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know why they did it, but they did it. Yeah. Maybe he went in the middle.
All right. I'm trying to think of a... No, I don't have one. I really want to think of a why did Kobe type joke, but I've got nothing.
I guess he ate Kobe beef straight from a bat. I don't know.
And he hasn't looked back.
Dude, that's the thing that I'm most hung up on. Like, there's the boredom, the isolation. What I'm really having trouble getting over the hump on is forgiving the guy who ate the bat.
Dude, who gives a fuck? He's hungry.
No. I'm hungry. Well, I'm not going to eat a bat now.
If you grew up eating bats, you'd eat a bat.
Yeah. And there within lies the problem. That's a problem to me. Don't let anybody eat bats.
The goddamn... mad cow and then the swine flu. Do you think bats are the only problem? Come on now.
And it all starts with, I mean, I hate to say it. People are like, you know, it all starts with someone eating something strange over there.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
What do they call it?
That's not what happens. I've been watching these videos of just like YouTube, strange things Chinese people eat. And you're just like, well, go figure, we're all fucking sick.
Dude. It ain't strange if that's how you grew up.
Yeah. Well, they're doing all kinds of different, like, you know, they're cutting forests down over there. And there's, like, they said there's, like, you know, 20 different species that come out of the forest every week. So,
well, I will say this. Like, who knows, like, they don't follow very good practice from what is my understanding, which is nil. They don't follow very good practice when it comes to separating animals and cleanliness in butchering, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, they're a bunch of goddamn communists. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. No breadline.
But, I mean, you know, that government could be crazy enough to be like, oh, 10 million people died? Like, that's just... Our country's how many what, 1.2 billion? That's like just a...
Well, I don't think they want it, but I don't
think they're
gonna...
I'll tell you what I don't see anymore is people protesting in Hong Kong. So they fixed that problem real quick.
They fixed that up real quick. Exactly.
Quotes a lot of things. Well, they always say, don't waste a good emergency, right? Never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
And that's for real what's happening. I mean, this is a genuine crisis. I don't believe it to be a man-made crisis. I don't believe it to be an intentional thing. But regardless, it's a crisis, and I think there's a lot of people making hay right now. You know, they're creating a digital currency from what I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's real, I guess. I
saw
a guy
who's getting these stimulus checks that way.
Well, you can't.
I don't know. It's like, if they're going to start a new currency, I think it's just going to hyperinflate our whole system.
That's the only possible thing it can do. But But the thing is hyperinflation is almost paralleled by this disease. On if you think about it like a course, hyperinflation is better than just the floor dropping out. You know, so they're trying to. Curve.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever the curve
is. I definitely understand.
Flatten the
curve. I don't understand economics at all. Like, anytime I want to feel dumb, I get into a conversation about global economics. Like, financial advisors.
You know, we need more liquidity and
not enough capital. Like, I don't put on. Look, people are playing, they're trying to chase a snitch round on broom. That's what liquidity is, right?
Yeah,
that's what that is. And what our friend Andrew said it best, too. He was like, people in this country are financially illiterate. And it's true. They're just like, hey, we're going to pass a $4 trillion stimulus bill. And we're all just like, can we go to the bars? You know?
Like, everyone's like, so where's the magic wand?
When is my life going to be... come normal again. That's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah, and that's how they have you controlled in a sense of just
absolutely.
Like, do whatever you want, just let me have my boring little, like, small freedoms back.
Right. I mean...
There's definitely going to be a lot of room for profiteering. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, people are getting rich. Bill Gates made this thing in a lab. That's where I'm at.
That is crazy. From what I understand, he's got the copyright or whatever they call that.
Copyrighted
like the word or something. I don't know the ins and outs of the conspiracy theory yet. I will by the end of this quarantine. I'll have time.
A couple more days, weeks. He ran a test. I can't remember. It was called like it was like a letter, like S2 test or something like that, where they ran a test on a coronavirus that would spread, and like they ran it on a simulation to kill like 20 million people in the world. And you know, Bill Gates has TED Talks talking about how we need to limit the population or, you know, decrease the population. It's just creepy. And that's our boy. That's Microsoft.
Yeah, he left Microsoft days after this all started because he's trying to get vaccine money, baby. He's trying to put that RFID chip in the vaccine so that he has to get that Mark the Beast money.
There is a huge money to be made off the vaccine and off of the testing kits and off of the antibody testing kits.
The masks were like $2. Now they're like $7. Hey, whoever's doing that, that's like severely fucked up.
Wow.
We're just going to make an extra $5 on these things.
I just looked into the window, and Mike is talking about global domination while watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
But the company that makes the mask is 3M, And 3M is under a giant lawsuit right now for making faulty earphones that were making people go deaf or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
In the military.
So they're going to dig their way out of the hole with these masks.
That's true, dude.
I'm not against that, man. We need masks. I mean, just hope that they're not gouging the fuck out of us.
Baby, let it run. Yeah.
There's a lot of companies, too, switching over here in Pennsylvania. We've got local distilleries switching over to making hand sanitizers.
Wow. Yep. Wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
But it's desperate times. You're calling for desperate measures.
Dude, shit's for real out here in Pittsburgh, man. What's the population of the city you're in?
It's not much, I don't think. But I was in New York City. I've been living there for like 2 months, and both my jobs closed. So that's when I hit up Trevor, and I was like, hey, man. I think I'm getting out of the city.
How long ago were you in the city?
How long? 8 days, right? We've been here. It's been a week now, so.
So 8 days ago, you were in the city.
I mean, if he had it, I'm going to have it. But both of us are asymptomatic.
Yeah, well, the great thing is you guys are, it sounds like, out there by yourself. So 14 days from whenever you got there, you'll know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 14 days, we're good. And
you're either immune or you didn't have it, one or the other.
I fell asleep, and I woke up in a shivering, trembling fever. That was it was really bad. I almost woke him up and said, I got to go to the hospital. I was shaking, like my body was fighting off some sort of infection. Something happened. And then I woke up the next day, and I felt perfectly fine ever since. So, not sure what that scare was, but...
Dehydration. Fuck, man.
You know what I mean?
And this is something I never considered before.
What?
I never considered how much we really do interchange germs. You know,
so much.
Now
isn't
every time
nuts?
I touch a doorknob, I'm just like, oh my god, we're all filthy.
Yeah, I come into my apartment and I'm like. So I come into my apartment and I walk into our back office room and I take off like. My exterior layer of clothes, you know what I mean? And then I like do some blah 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 and I change clothes and blah blah blah. And then as soon as I'm done doing that, I grab something like, oh fuck, well, might as well not done any of that, you know?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh well, that was outside, so who cares? Right? I don't know.
Yeah, or even like we have been so quarantined, right?
Right.
And then
how far away is the next
the
house?
Station.
How far is
and
away?
When he gets back, I'm like, he must have just touched the doorknob there. It's the only gas station that's like in the area, so I'm like, okay, 1,000 people touched that today.
Yeah.
We officially have 1,000 people in the house.
Yep.
It's like that old analogy the sex ed teacher would give you of like, you have sex with that person, you had sex with everyone else they had. Damn right. We're all out here in one goddamn
It's like that, but it's actually true this time.
Yeah. And everybody's
No, it's crazy, man. Like, seriously, if you've tested positive for it, anyone who's come within 6 feet of you, they want you to tell them about. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Oh, that's like the AIDS thing, yeah. Once everything started shutting down, I lived by Prospect Park in Brooklyn, and I went out for a run, and there was seriously like hundreds of people out there.
Yeah.
And there was no social distancing at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't start social distancing until we got to the house. I mean, we did the mic at Parkway. We all shared a microphone. I didn't shake any hands. I was elbowing people all night.
Yeah,
but, like,
I was there for that one.
People come up and they reach for a handshake, and you just do it based on, like, memory, and you're a man, and you want to be polite, and you're just like, son of a bitch, dude. Like, I would rather raw dog your asshole right now than shake your hand.
Shake that hand.
So there's that. that's 2020 for you now.
Yeah, man. It's Corey's gonna have another show out there. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Wait, I thought that was your idea, Aaron.
No, that was a joke. Well, if it's anything like the joke I made, I had a joke called "Get It Together," where we all had a comedy show where we got together and we were like sloppy and stupid. I thought it'd be a good troll.
Bad at all. Yeah.
But no,
like
Corey's actually doing it. It's not even a troll, dude.
Kids.
What's that?
Like a chicken pox party that they do for little kids. Like
exactly, just like that.
Yeah, get everybody to get it while they're young, because it's easy.
Totally.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, Well, I told you I'd get... I had this great idea for a piece of merch you're going to like, Trevor.
What's that?
Okay, so as this thing evolves, right, people are going to get it, right? And then some, most of us, knock on wood, are going to fight it off. And then we're going to be immune, and we're not going to be carriers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like Matt Damon and Contagion.
Sure.
Exactly.
And at that, and at that point, those people aren't going to have to worry about social distancing. But they don't want to make other people worried, so we're going to need a system. And I propose armbands. What do you think, Trevor?
I get it, and I like it. Yeah.
We can put a little corona.
An armband.
We can put a little coronavirus-like circle on them, and
I mean, that has worked. That has always worked when a community needs to identify a threat.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's a strong history of clear communication through armbands, you know?
Yeah, I'm with it. I would wear one.
So we're going to have to get the Be Funny merch department working on that one.
Yeah, definitely. That'll sell like hockey. Make t-shirts, dude. Aaron, have you still been working, brother?
The last day of work I did was probably Monday or Saturday. I can't remember which one, but I'm not really working right now, no.
What kind of work do you do, Aaron?
I remodel the interiors of the house primarily, but I get suckered into an outdoor work, too.
Okay. And they don't deem that necessary.
Well,
he's a private contractor.
I'm my own boss.
Right, you're okay.
So that's nice in times like these, I guess. I'm very fortunate. Yeah. My girl works at the hospital, so she'll be in high demand.
High demand. So what is she saying when she comes home? Like, is she noticing, like, just the preparation and everything? Like,
it's all just preparation right now. I mean, every day the case is...
She told me the strangest thing was that, you know, if your loved one's in the hospital, you might have your aunt, your uncle, your brother, your sister, and they're limiting it to one person per waiting room. Because my brother was in the hospital the week this all happened.
No, the psych ward is down to no visitation.
She was like, it wasn't crowded. It was eerily empty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what she said. She said that the...
It could be the calm before the storm, you know? Calm before the storm. QAnon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're setting up backups, but there's people in the program that have tested positive. I mean, it's a fucking place that's full of people coming and going. So
totally. Yeah. Oh, and then I hear someone at Wendy's gets it, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean like this social distancing is useless because all the people staying at home who don't know how to cook have been going to get Wendy's? So there they go. It just spread like wildfire.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. But my belief is this is primarily a lung function-based disease, so spittle and breath are the most dangerous, and if those people are smart enough...
If you think that a Wendy's employee is not spitting in your food, you have never eaten at a Wendy's.
Yeah, that's possible. I eat at Wendy's all the time.
I order mine with extra spit just because I think they'll laugh.
I'm talking junior bacon cheeseburger, baby.
Yeah, why don't they, like... You know, they're like, have a chewing.
Ugh.
But think about it.
No, I'm done with restaurants for, I think, 2 weeks.
That's smart, honestly. Yeah. We've eaten pretty much in the house every night, except we got that. There's a restaurant that's like a 6-foot walk away that we went to.
They did as I was saying, they did that, it was, they hashtagged it, hashtag fucking, I don't know, that was, dinner support small business, I don't know, bullshit. But regardless, we ordered out food the other night, and I think the reason they were making that push is because there might be a real clampdown. It might be like, sorry, no more food. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, there really might be.
And they were like, hey, grab some cash.
Trump is like going the other direction. Trump is like, we're going to open it sooner than later. And every single other person is like, no, we need to shut it down even longer. Like, I hear some estimates that are September, and then I hear other estimates that are Easter, which, you know.
Well, my radical,
out of it, baby.
My radical opinion is that we should set up quarantine zones and people do not go in and out of them.
And it could be no state borders. You know, I can't leave the state.
I don't mean that way at all. I mean, we take a high school or a hospital or most specifically, we take old folks' homes and we have armed guards outside and no one goes in or out. They can drop off the supplies on the outside, and the people from inside will come outside, use the supplies to sanitize the supplies, and we keep those people quarantined for about a month because at that time, the demand for respirators will go down and we'll be able to save more of their lives.
Right. I mean, look, what's in Italy, people are giving the ventilators to people that are, younger. They have to turn away the old people that have it.
Yeah, to save somebody. That's
pretty real.
I have a theory on Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it, Kiva.
Well, why in the world? You know why it's spreading there? Because those people all kiss each other hello.
Also, it's incredibly contagious. More contagious than any virus that we've ever encountered. but other than that, the kissing is a big part of it. I would agree, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to pass mouthies. Spittle, baby. Spittle.
Spittle. And it's like, when is life going to go back to normal?
I'm going to say 6 months.
That's real. Like, life is like, people are going to look back at it and be like, okay, what was your life like before COVID?
Yeah, in the before times.
Here's what I really hope happens, what will not happen. Debt erased.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It's gonna be a debt jubilee. So the flu has killed more people.
Not
in the past couple years than this. Not in the same rate. But could it just all be a cover up to be like, okay, let's just kill some businesses and buy out everything, and then we're just gonna have a digital currency and.
Well, that's the thing is, those things are going to happen, but I don't know if they were the plan. It's just that if you're out there in the financial battlefield and all of a sudden a gap opens up, you rush your troops through it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's going to be people taking advantage of it for sure.
Yeah. Everybody's saying it's going to get worse before it gets better.
A buddy of mine, he's a stockbroker, and I guarantee he's going to do everything he can to make money for the people he represents.
Yeah.
So
it's just and it's just not. It's tanking so hard, dude. Even after today, there was a lot of big stimulus, but
boy, in the last 48 hours, I think it's gone up 3,500 points. It's been a drastic increase. I didn't see what it closed at today, but I know that halfway through today, it was up 1,200 points.
Yeah, but that's just because of the talk about the stimulus.
Exactly.
And people are...
Like I said, that's part of the problem. I have no clue how the financial...
Also, and you're absolutely right, and I don't either. I'm speaking out of church, but there's also a huge Iranian oil and...
Yeah.
What is it?
There's the war on the petrodollar.
Well, yeah, and the United States dollar is based on petroleum.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just based on petroleum because petroleum affects it, but I mean it's literally tied to the Saudi oil production.
Absolutely.
So,
and it's like it was what it started really dropping in what the new year around that time.
I don't know.
Gas prices, what's the gas price? What is it at Pittsburgh right now? $2.50?
No, I'd say it's over $3, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. I honestly don't know because I filled my tank last week at the beginning of the week because I knew that why not have a full tank of gas.
We did that together.
And I haven't been doing a lot of driving. I've been riding my bicycle because I have so much free time.
Absolutely.
So.
Man. It is bizarre. It's some weird time.
That's what, try to think. What would be, we know 9/11 would be the second strangest time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third strangest time? Mortgage?
O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, OJ case. Maybe that was a weird day.
Yeah, that was a shift. But no, I would say 2008 when the market. I feel like this is a podcast for what, comedy, and we're just like, it's like just
a. It's not a pod. It's not a podcast.
It's a freelance podcast.
It's a freelance podcast. Exactly.
We're hilarious all the time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just this is it.
Well, we got to take a break.
That's kind of where I was going with that. I was like, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about a fucking OJ. Yeah. Dude, the juice. This is so great. OJ said when this all was breaking, he tweeted out. Oh man! If they close all the golf courses, I'll go crazy. And one of the comments below was, "How crazy are we talking?" OJ's gonna be out stabbing people. Let's get the economy up and open.
Hey, come on, let's go play nine real quick.
I saw there's a UFC fighter. The Beast UFC is his Instagram account.
Yeah.
And I saw he's golfing down in Texas.
Where at?
I was just saying the golf courses are open down in Texas, at least according to his Instagram.
There
they are.
Is social distancing in golf.
Yeah,
so
a lot.
Probably lined it up a lot for sure.
The
now. OJ Simpson. Have you guys ever seen Pawn Stars on Flavor Flav come on the show and he has a statue of a bronze statue of OJ?
That's fucking
crazy. He tries to sell for like 50 keys. I think he has $100,000.
Flavor Flav came when my brother lived in L.A. Flavor Flav came in to tour his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the landlord was like, I need you guys to clean the kitchen and make this place look okay because someone's thinking about getting a unit in this apartment complex. And it was a shitty apartment complex. I guess it was for one of his 25 illegitimate children.
Cindy just walked in.
Bitch he had. But he walked in, they were like, oh, I wonder
Trevor
who's coming to tour the
his
apartment.
Buddy
and
over
they hear the door open. They hear the door open and he screams, Flavor Flav!
Flavor Flav!
That's how he enters a new domicile. Like, that's not an act for TV. That's how that guy's rolling around town.
Yeah. And he just got kicked out of Public Enemy. He's already so fucked up.
Yeah, that's wild. I read that.
Yeah. He's just at some Bernie rally. People are not happy.
Yeah, he's the man, dude. He says some wild shit.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Today is Doug Stanhope's birthday.
Are you fucking shitting me?
No, today's Stanhope's birthday. You want to do a shout
out?
How
old is he?
Stanhope, I don't know how old he is. Someone just texted me and told me it was Stanhope's birthday.
So, there's no confirmation.
No, I mean, it's his birthday. I don't know what, I'm going to trust it. I feel like Stanhope's birthday, like, his best gift is that no one's allowed to talk to him.
Yeah.
He would love to be isolated.
Yeah, I think he will be. I think there'll be do you listen to the Doug Stanhope podcast?
Sometimes. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Server or whatever it's called that I use for my podcast hosting, I use because Chaley, his producer, uses that. I figure me and Chaley, we probably got about the same brain power. So I went with the brand.
That's great.
Yeah. But that's a great podcast, man. He's pretty much set up for quarantine, you know?
Oh yeah. He moved to that town. He was in Bisbee, Arizona. Which
yeah,
is
that's
like
what I'm saying.
2 miles from the southern border. And he said he was there because he's like, whenever the dollar collapses, I'm hitting the fucking road. So like he moved there for quarantine purposes. Like
Can't hear you, Trev.
He's got a property that has like 8 separate little houses on it, and he lives down there and drinks.
Can't hear you, Trevor.
You can't hear me?
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Not as good, but better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be losing the service out here. Sorry.
No, it was you were losing face to phone ratio.
So where do we go?
It was sliding on me.
How long till we flee to the woods? Couple more weeks, months, years?
Well,
yeah,
here's what I think, and this is total bro science. I think we got 36 days till we're after the hump. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right.
I read your estimation on that.
Yeah.
So
total
we got
bro
to,
science.
What is it, crest 8 or lower the You know what it's called.
Yeah, Flatten the Curve. I was trying to do that earlier.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of it earlier.
Curve, yeah.
Yeah, we're both there in the curve flattening situation.
We're trying to kill the boner.
You're trying to
kill the boner.
So, hey, you guys said you never ended up in Ocean City.
Yeah, so we stopped here.
Where's here? You never said where here is.
We're near Columbia, Maryland.
Columbia, Maryland. Is that landlocked?
We're like
river.
Yeah,
no
we're
river.
Between no river. We're in between like DC and Baltimore. Kind of in the middle of those two.
And Tibet, you two are the only two in the house.
Feels almost like a little tiny Sewickley or something.
Are you two the only two in the house?
Yeah, we are.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's good. You know, we're flying the curve. That's what we're doing, Dan.
Yeah, you're hella job, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I really thought it was a good idea to get out of New York. So.
Oh, I agree. Realistically speaking, the good deed that you did was freeing up space for someone else at a medical facility.
Yeah.
You left.
Yeah, because, like, you're going to get it if you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right. And even then, you're going to get it when you're in Maryland or whatever, but you're going to get it further down the road. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because you did that, you freed up space in a New York hospital for someone who needed
that's
it more
true.
Than you do. And that's the good deed that we're all trying to do.
Yeah.
So.
Insane times. Yeah. Dude, I know. I like when I was leaving New York, I got to rent a car and I was driving away. And I'm like, okay, this is also a moment where it's like, who knows what this place is gonna be like in 2 weeks? You know?
It's crazy, dude.
Did you guys hear about the couple that drank fish tank cleaner?
That's
is this Tibet
nuts.
Day?
That's brilliant. Go ahead.
It's called hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for malaria. And they're saying that it really works and helps. New York is running through trials. Like South Korea used it, said it works great.
But that's like a real thing. The hydroxychloroquine.
So they bought fish tank cleaner, which because it says right on the front chloroquine, but this is hydroxychloroquine, and they use just chloroquine or whatever. I don't know.
Drank chlorine.
But yeah. So they drank some and died, and everybody's blaming the president.
No,
that's just Darwinism at work. If you're drinking fish tank cleaner because you think it'll help with the coronavirus, like, it was bound to happen.
Can
you talk about what people are doing with, what was it, Paint Thinner?
What?
Oh, shit.
What's it called?
Yeah, okay, so you get into the depths of the internet. I saw this video the other day that was, people are drinking turpentine because they say it cleanses their body of parasites. So this guy drank a bunch of turpentine, and he said it flushed the parasites out of his body. And his words, not mine, he said it cured his homosexuality. Drinking turpentine. He said he had a parasite in his asshole that craved semen all day, and that's why he was gay. And I'm like, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not gay, so I don't know if either of those things are true. I just watched the video. But that's what he said was the case, and it cured his homosexuality. I don't know if it works, but I'm over here chugging paint thinner just in case.
Well, with the Rona out there, it can't hurt either, you know.
What do you think the weirdest thing you guys have ever seen on the internet is?
I think we've done this one.
The weirdest thing. Oh, my God, dude. I mean, where do you start?
Two girls, one cup's a pretty weird one.
Yeah,
that
that's pretty
weird.
Much the
that's
benchmark.
Like one for
the benchmark of the internet.
Yeah.
I saw that senator kill himself.
Is that real? Is that real poop or is that chocolate ice cream?
It's real poop, I think.
I would just hope for the nostalgia of that video. That is real.
Yeah, for sure.
It's got to be real. You see it come out.
It has to be real.
You can't put toothpaste back in the tube, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that is... I hope everybody forgets about that.
It'll
never be forgotten.
That was the first proof that you can actually scrub something from the internet. Because it was so incredibly bad that people were like, I don't know if we should have this around for our kids. And then they scrubbed it from the internet.
Yeah.
Right. You want to find Think about cup, I'll find it for you.
Good luck, dude. I want you to shout me out a link in my DMs, bro. I want to see that again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me, those two girls.
I'll put my Instagram is TrevorAustin21. The link will be in the bio. Link for two girls, one cup in the bio.
All right. I'll hold you to that one.
Yeah, that's
I would
think the internet the weirdest thing out. Aaron, what are you thinking?
Well, the internet, I don't know. It's too much. I'm not into that right now, actually. I'm getting drug into pettiness on the internet. Are you guys getting drug into pettiness on the internet?
I feel like everybody is just like, we can't be around people, so we're just going to do it online.
Yeah, but there's no inflection online, so everyone's all petty.
I feel like it's almost less petty, because everyone's like, oh, I totally support your pathetic acoustic guitar playing right now. Because we're all walking
well,
like
that's
that.
True, yeah. Celebrities are, like, singing terrible songs, and Mark Dorman.
Can we just murder all the celebrities? Like, that, if coronavirus only affects celebrities, I know you were spreading it on purpose.
What is a celebrity you'd want to keep?
I'd want to keep?
Keep alive.
Like, to live with as a roommate?
Alive. Probably Axl Rose.
Yeah, that's Axl Rose.
I don't know what I'd be without that. And Axl will not make it through coronavirus. He's got too many cigarettes for too long.
He's just vaping. He's been vaping for 10 years now.
Dude. Oh, he's vaping?
No, I'm
Trevor,
really
I'm super surprised. I thought your celebrity...
Obnoxious vape.
Trevor, I'm really surprised. I thought your celebrity would be POTUS DJ Trump.
Oh, yeah. We can't have anything happen to dear leader.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, he's not a celebrity. He's different.
Oh, well, that's true. He's surpassed celebrity.
He's the most famous man in the world, dude. Yeah.
Celebrity.
Either him or PewDiePie.
No, PewDiePie. Yeah, that's... Here's a more fun question. What celebrity would you want to die first?
Oh, that's terrible, but I could think about it for a second.
I'm going Ellen off the top of my head.
What? No, Ellen's great, dude. Yeah. You can't kill Ellen.
No, she's not, dude.
She's awesome.
She's definitely, dude, those people are at Illuminati parties, sacrificing babies. That woman is evil, I'm telling you. That woman is a monster. She's in the Skull and Bone Society. I don't want to watch
her. Well, she is worth a bunch. I'll say that. She's not hurting for money, so maybe she is.
She gets paid to scare celebrities on her show.
I would say that Ellen is far down on my list. I'm trying to think of celebrities that I would
want to see. The whole cast of The View. Get rid of the whole cast of The View. Every one of them can die.
Yeah, okay, well.
The View.
I mean, if you have to throw a grenade in a room and that's one of the rooms, then that's probably the room you choose. I would agree.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So, yeah. A couple months ago, do you guys remember the Intel comic dog?
Triumph.
I fell into a big wormhole and watched all his stuff, and he's on The View, and it is hilarious. He's still around, which is great.
He's
Robert Schneider.
Schmeigel.
Schmeigel, that's it.
Yeah, he was SNL,
too. If we were in the studio, I would tell you to pull that up and we'd watch it right now. But
oh, man, that's...
Check.
I could watch it, but it wouldn't be the same.
The one where he goes to Hawaii and, like, interviews people on American Idol, he gets kicked out and then ends up on the local news station and does the weather. It is, like, this guy was a genius.
He's like Don Rickles the dog, essentially.
Yeah.
They knew that Don Rickles was like the only guy who could pull it off, so they're like, we'll make a dog, because that's not a guy. A dog's not a guy.
Don Rickles is legendary, dude.
Unreal.
Don Rickles roasting Ronald Reagan, it's just like, it's beautiful to watch, because you can see a guy roast the president and have everybody laugh and be on the same side. We were a more united country in the 80s. We had Hulk Hogan.
I don't know about that. Wasn't that Iran-Contra thing a little bit of a Reagan issue?
Yeah. Iran-Contra was happening, but you didn't have people out in the streets hating their neighbor because they liked Reagan or they didn't like Reagan.
Well, that's because media was small.
I mean, it was just like a better
time.
We've
just been introduced to the second edition of the printing press via the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back then, there was like four networks, four channels. You know what I mean? I lived out in the country. We had an antenna, and that's how we got TV, you know?
You got like 10 channels, you know?
Not 10 channels.
Yeah, you had pretty much one shared narrative across the board. Yeah. Maybe that's better. I mean, I'm all for the freedom of information, but I'm also for like a functioning society. And maybe it was better the way before, you know?
Well,
now people are all cooped up in their own bubbles, and it's certainly causing a problem. Whether it's better or worse, there are pros and cons.
Absolutely.
Well, I just think... I think that tribalism's fine as long as the tribes are peaceful and interactive. You know what I mean? Whether it be through commerce or game or whatever they choose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, and we're lucky that the internet grew up with us instead of
we're in a unique place. We're the last generation that can remember when we didn't have it, and then can remember when it was new, and then can remember when it's taken over and been, like, so pervasive in every aspect of society with Twitter feeds rolling along the bottom line of news stations. Like,
I remember when I was in high school, and they assigned us all an email account via the school. They just gave us one.
Wow,
they said, here's your email account.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I'll never use email in my whole life. And here we are, obviously.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, when I was trying to graduate, 99, 2000?
What are you fucking talking about? I'm an '02 boy.
Okay, I wasn't that off.
I was a five-year plan guy.
That's right. That checks out.
Yeah, so.
What's crazy is what I said about Aaron, the same thing they say about Aaron would be a better comic if he wasn't drunk and stoned all the time. They probably said the same thing. Aaron would be a better student if he wasn't drunk and stoned all the time.
No, that's true. I never did that stuff until I was out of high school. Can you believe that? Well, I shouldn't say that. My second senior year, I delved in, but...
Yeah.
I intentionally
did. Did you drink when you were younger?
Very, very few times. In high school, maybe 5 or 6 times throughout the whole
year. Wow, that's wild, dude.
Yeah.
I started drinking on a regular basis by the time I was like 15.
Yeah.
And those are the days of binge drinking.
Oh, yeah, like twice a week, drink as much as you can fit into your face and then try to wake up.
It was prohibition for us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd go to the speakeasy. That's how Mike and I know each other was... one of my best friends in high school was Mike's next door neighbor, and Mike's a few years younger than me. I think I was there either the first or second time he smoked weed.
Yeah.
And, we had this friend, right? And his parents, God bless them. And I love them, but they tried this experimental parenting thing where it was like, oh, we'll let the kid do whatever he wants. Then we'll figure it out as we go along.
Okay.
So he just threw Raiders every day from 14 on. We would literally go over every single day and drink and smoke and just hang out in the basement.
We had a kid like that, but people took advantage of him.
Yeah. And then, his life didn't really turn out.
Yeah, it didn't pan out perfectly. He took that train full speed into a brick wall.
Oh, come on.
No, that's an understatement. Honestly.
No, he's I still consider him a friend, but he's saying that he works for Trump. He thinks he runs Apple and that he works for Trump and he's always on the internet. Like
IBM for $50 million.
Yeah, he's always telling you that he has this lawsuit where it started as $1 million and turned into $50 trillion, and. He's like, I mean, I feel bad. I am making fun of him, but also, like, you know, I'm there for him if he needs to call me and tell me about his pending lawsuits with the Illuminati.
He
hit me up on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he clicked on my friends list and became friends with every comic that I know. And he started sending these strange Facebook comments on all their pages, and a handful of comics are like, who the hell is this lunatic who says that he owns Apple and clearly doesn't because he's got a tall tee on and a flat-brimmed cap? Who does not own Apple?
No.
And a few of them I told, I was like, oh, that's my buddy, you just kind of ignore him. And a few other people, I just was like, I have no idea who that is, dude, good luck.
So maybe that's why you don't get experimental with your
style. Yeah, don't let your kids drink and smoke whenever they want when they're in eighth grade.
Uh-huh. I think that it's not a good idea to introduce mind-altering drugs before the mind is near cemented. And I would say, even I was too early. I think that you should be 25, honestly, before you really start delving into that stuff, if you really want to plan your life like it's a book.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. Dude, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, drinking when you're 21, it's like, geez. You don't know how to pump the brake. And then there's the same token of, if you don't drink at all until you're 21, then you go out to a bar and you get yourself arrested. Why don't we raise the age of drinking and lower the age of driving? We need to have, like, a drinker's bar mitzvah is what we need.
Yeah, you
drink on certain pilgrimages, like your 13th birthday, your 15th birthday, your 18th birthday, and those are the times. So then by the time you're able to drink legally, you're not an idiot. It's just of what this stuff does.
Well, I mean, look at kids that go to college and they're, like, passed down bushes. That's probably how that happens.
Oh, that's exactly. They don't really drink much in high school, and then they get to college, and then it's just like they can't hang. And it's like, you know, it's for the better, obviously.
Do you want to talk, babe? Can if you want. No, I want to go to sleep. Sorry, I was talking to my girl. She just came in. She's coming from work.
Oh, excellent. We're doing a podcast, Andy.
Tell her to get in. We got questions about the hospital.
Yeah, right? Let's patch in our medical correspondent. Yeah, medical correspondent from the field.
I'll do a special next week.
Yeah, we'll have a special special interview with.
I've been working since. Still too early.
Doc Sin. Yeah, she's been awake for way too many hours. So.
Good to hear from you.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Night.
8 p.m. on next Monday.
You heard the man.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Yes, but what time? Okay. Anyway, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, so we were just saying how you need pilgrimages of drinking.
You guys are?
No, I mean, like, that's how you teach a kid to drink. You know a few things in this world. How to fix a tire, how to get drunk and not fall asleep too early. Yeah,
I would agree that it is a skill, but I don't know if it's a necessary skill. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You won't make it in the wild without it. We've been watching Naked and Afraid all week. If you haven't gotten blackout drunk, you won't last a month in the desert.
No way.
You have a 0% chance.
How out do you guys with the Boy Scouts?
Have you seen all the things about that recently?
No, what's
that? Shut down? Yeah, they're shut down because they started letting chicks in and they ruin everything.
No, they shut down because they were going bankrupt and then they made a last-ditch effort to save it by letting chicks in and they're still going bankrupt.
Yeah, and then they got caught with like this pedophilia ring. There was a ring of dudes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that doesn't really shock me. Hey, let's put a bunch of 13-year-old boys away from their parents in the woods. Who wants to take them? Ooh, I will. Like, you know, I mean, who do you think's gonna volunteer for that gig? Like, we're all grown men. Do you want to go in the woods with a bunch of 12-year-old boys and teach them how to fucking, you know, find an arrowhead? Like, the only reason you would ever teach a little boy how to find an arrowhead in the woods is if you wanted to fuck that kid.
Don't know if that's true.
Don't try to tell me anything otherwise, dude. You're trying to fuck it. It's just like a mental feminist. It's like, yeah, I'm totally for the movement. No, you're not. You're trying to fuck that lady. You tried the Boy Scouts, they bounced you out, and now you're going to your last resort.
You could make a car, a wooden car that goes down a ramp.
I remember doing that as a kid.
That's honestly, I never was in the Boy Scouts. I have nothing against them.
I think they called that the Pinewood Derby, right?
Yeah, that's Pinewood Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
The Pinewood Derby.
Oh, I did terribly. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just sanded the shit out of it, and it just didn't even go anywhere.
Did you paint? Did you paint your car?
I can't remember. I remember being fucking devastated when that thing didn't roll down the track. Some douchebag that was way cooler than
it wouldn't even roll
to the end of the race.
It wouldn't even roll.
I was just like, cool car, nerd. Bet you've never been drunk before, loser. Turn nugget. Yeah, dude, I'll drink you under the table right here, right now, fucking 12.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
I mean, what about the Power Rangers, though? How about them? That's like Ranger Town is a...
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. How racist were the Power Rangers, by the way, right?
Because the black one was black.
And the yellow one was Asian. And the pink one was a girl.
Yeah, I mean, that racist, that's just to help kids learn.
Who was the White Ranger?
Probably a white dude.
Alright. It's just so funny. It's like, pink's for girls.
Yeah, what do you think? He probably had the best credit score.
Was there a White Ranger? I think there was
red. Eventually there was a White Ranger.
No, there was for sure a White Ranger, dude. There's a White Ranger, there's a Black Ranger, there was a Pink Ranger, a Yellow Ranger.
I think he was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well.
Yeah, that's
the White Ranger.
Did you see that obviously hilarious meme that said Chuck Norris has been exposed to the coronavirus. The coronavirus has been quarantined for 14 days.
Yeah, I showed you that. Yeah. I think we talked about it on the last pod.
Well, I'm glad because it was dynamite.
What the fuck happened in the background? Did someone just fall down the steps, or is that our TV?
I don't know. Can you guys hear
me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Cool. Yeah, we're all here.
Aaron, since you're so old, what was your favorite child show growing up? Fucking Andy Griffith, Happy Day. what were you watching?
I remember the Andy Griffith show, man.
Yeah, I used to watch it on Nick at Night.
Yeah, what about some good old John Wayne?
My grandpa loved John Wayne. I like John Wayne just because my grandpa did, but he didn't grab me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a Glenn Eastwood guy, dude.
Me too. Eastwood's the man.
He's the law.
He tried so hard to make racism cool again, but it just didn't take with this generation.
It's true.
Yeah, have you ever sat down? Last time I watched Gran Torino,
dude, you almost got a spit take out of me. I was having a drink there, and you almost got a spit take out of me on that one. I was silent. I wanted to give you respect.
What did you do?
You almost got a spit take out of me when you said he tried to make racism cool again. I was like, what the fuck?
I was wondering. I got only silence, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I made it weird, guys.
I was like, that's fucking
But yeah,
insane.
Dude, I watched Gran Torino tripping on acid, and it plays. It is so fucking awkward and clunky and weird. And I think it was just like, dude, here's what happened. Clint Eastwood called a production company and was like, I want to make a movie. And they're like, all right, what do you want to make it about? She's like, I don't care. I just want to use the word gook. And they're like, all right, do it. And he did it. They were like, dude, you're a living legend. We'll green light it.
Oh,
yeah, we'll green light it. Dude,
I remember my dad, who's like about 70, and we were sitting in the living room, and the preview for that show, for that movie came on. And I remember watching it, and I'm like, this looks so corny. And my dad, as soon as the trailer ended, he goes, boy, do I like the look of that. An old man yelling at people to get off his lawn, dude. What
dude, did you see it? Did you see it?
Did I see it?
Yeah.
I've seen it 13 times, man. I fall asleep to that movie every night. It's tremendous.
He gives the kid his tools, man. His tools.
It's so good. The acting is so bad in that movie. We watched, our first night here, we actually watched his one called The Mule, where he's like a drug runner.
I didn't see that one. Was it good?
Oh, it's better than Gran Torino.
It really
better
is
for
significantly
real?
Higher quality of a movie.
You gotta be shitting me.
He just they start him out taking like 5 kilos, and by the end of it, he's running like 400 kilos.
Yeah. And he adds in, like, he's the best drug runner they've ever had because he's just an old, responsible working man from the greatest generation.
Right.
And they're just like, man, this guy runs drugs efficiently. Like, yep, it's another day's work, you know? You give an old man a job.
Is he working for the cartels, or who are you working for?
And FBI's looking for him.
The cartel?
Oh, no, he's working for the cartel. The FBI is hunting him down.
Yeah, but who's he delivering for?
The cartel.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie. Good old Clint Eastwood. He's a man's man. You know what I mean? Trad mail, as we call
it. For years. So, Aaron, what is your drink of choice during quarantine, Ben?
Hams, I guess.
Hams. Oh, you're making me homesick, dude. I want to be at your crib drinking hams.
Yeah. What are hams?
You don't know what
hams
is?
Best discount beer a human being can
call. Oh, okay, yeah.
They've been making them since 1865 consecutive, bruh. Or contiguous, if you will.
The ham. That's not a lager, is it?
It's spelled, yeah, it's an American lager spelled with two M's. Because you need extra when you drink a hams.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been drinking a lot of Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, Coors Light. Really, I've been drinking a significant amount of whiskey and Coors Light.
So here's what I would suggest to you two fellas.
All right.
If you got a couple nickels between you, I would suit up with whatever you could, go to wherever you can, and buy 2 weeks' worth of supplies, and don't go out after that, for real.
You know, I mean, let me give you my honest review, and I believe Mike will be on the same page. We actually have an opportunity where we could feasibly go get 2 weeks of supplies and sit in here and not leave. We have a place to do that.
I know.
It's the mental grind that would be the hardest part. Like, can we sit in here without leaving for 2 more weeks? Like, I don't want to say, like, just give me the fucking virus, I'll go home.
I know, man. There's going to be a point where we'll have armbands.
I am a smoker, though, and that's my only fear. Is like, which I don't know why I'm afraid, dude. There's been things I do every day that are 3 times as dangerous that should have killed me.
Right, yeah, I agree.
Easily.
As a percentage, I take risks all the time, so...
Yeah, even if it was a 10% death rate, I would still probably roll the dice.
Well, I think we all will.
Yeah, that's pretty high mortality rate, huh?
Even if you don't want to die, though, like I know I'm not going to die, but I also don't want to cough for 2 straight weeks. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, none of us feel very sick, right?
After that first night, man, I woke up. I almost went in and woke you up at like 3:30 in the morning. I think we left the window open, and I was sweating but freezing cold. And I was like, "Oh my god, I got it somehow on the way down here." Like this has to. I felt so bad that I was like, "It has to be the virus."
You might have.
Well, I mean, I've been dominating ever since then, and Mike's not feeling it. So, like, I don't know. We're cool, I think.
Yeah, well, if that's what it was, but who knows?
Yeah, I didn't have a cough. I mean, believe me, I'm a smoker. I smoke a pack a day, a little bit of weed, and drink a half a gallon of whiskey over every 4 days or so. So, like, I believe if I had a cough, I'd know it. You know?
Those things make you an expert on coughs.
I sound like Marge Simpson on the microphone. So, like... I like to keep a steady wheeze in my life, but I would know if I had a bad cough.
Well, you can be asymptomatic, as they call it. Which basically means you're like, you know.
Yeah.
So. But
I don't know, man.
Who knows? I mean, we're just trying to slow down the feed to the hospitals. That's the whole point.
Right. Hey, man, this whole coronavirus is a fact.
It's a bundle of sticks.
Yeah. In the words of Clint Eastwood,
I just hate it, dude. I hate everything about it. It's just like, it's so eerie to me that you can't see it. You don't know where it is. We're warned that it's getting worse, and like, there's such a large group of people that are like, oh, the virus is fake, it's not real. And those people exist because this situation seems unbelievably unreal. It seems like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It certainly does. It certainly does seem dystopian.
Yeah, I mean...
I said it the other day on an intro to a podcast, but it's funny. It's like people I never would have suspected I was talking to about where and how they can buy, like, guns, you know? I was like, wow, I mean, I'm not an expert. I just moved to Pennsylvania, you know? But, like, all of a sudden people are interested in the Second Amendment, things like that, you know? The world is
weird.
Yeah,
yeah. I talked to Andrew Hillary. He was like, yeah, we got a gun in this house. And I was like, yeah, now you come around.
Yeah.
Now you come around. He was like, from my cold, dead, coughing hand.
And there's no reason I should come to that. But that's what's, honestly, what I'm saying. There's just, okay, so a test that they're going to make, I think they call it an antibody test, which means you have antibodies, you've already had the virus, you've overcome it. And if we can get these and confirm people, they can get back to work. And that's very important.
Right.
That's like a really big deal.
Yeah, we need people to go back to work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just so crazy to think, like, you know, you take a step back and you're like, okay, this is the reality, you know? I mean, we've been here a week now, and it's like, it's not, it's really setting in that, you know, life has changed a little bit. Every single day, we say to each other, all right, you want to just go back to Pittsburgh and, like, maybe we'll just resume our lives. And I guess the only thing that has kept us here on Quarantine Island has been, like, what are we missing? We're going to come back to Pittsburgh to do the same exact thing there. I mean, I guess everybody's sitting in their houses. But we're over here on this big piece of property, and it feels like we're the only ones doing it.
Allegheny County is under a stay-at-home notice, which is obviously like a friendly tap on the shoulder. Don't be out if you don't need to be.
Yeah, yeah. Papers, please. Where is your armband?
Somebody, and I don't know if there's any truth to it, said that there's supposed to be state-issued, or county-issued, I should say, permit to work. Thanks for driving on the freeway. If you're going to be on the freeway, the cops might pull you over and say, why the fuck?
Ask you why.
But that's obviously not going
to
happen.
That?
Cops, dude, the cops are not stopping people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what we were saying. Like, drive drunk now because we're not going to ask you to blow in a tube.
No, you have to actually do something dangerous, which is one of the most beautiful parts about this. It's funny. I've been trying to do this thing online, #brightside19, and that was one of the things, rolling through stop signs with a mask on, being like, what the fuck, who cares, you know what I mean? No one's going to stop. No one's going
to
stop.
Don't have to see the in-laws.
It's, I don't know. It's interesting how police have to behave when they're touching people is actually a danger to them. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it's crazy.
You know who it sucks for? Homeless people, dude. I was driving today.
Oh, I've thought about that a lot, dude.
I was driving today. I had a sign out. I was like, the fuck, I'm rolling down my window, dude. Sorry.
When I used to live in L.A., dude, first of all, they already have the bubonic plague spreading from rat shit and just homeless living. And they all have cellulitis and all kinds of awful things going on. And I thought, like, how are they going to quarantine? Like, the only way they can get their money for their drugs is to panhandle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, here, take this sweaty change that I sneezed on. Like, that's all I got.
Thanks, I was thinking we should start a campaign where people put together homeless care packages where they put barbecue tongs and like a good mask together so that people can be like asking for change.
Reach in
with them barbecue
maybe
tongs.
Like if you know where to find it, get them like a crack rock and like a bottle of whiskey.
Well, that way they can bake for money with the barbecue tongs, you know what I mean?
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Then reach in the window, grab that dollar bill, you know what I mean?
A lot of them go hang out in, like, Starbucks and shit like that. Because now there's nowhere for them to get inside.
You've been on Reddit for a bit now, huh? Yeah, I suppose so. You're not allowed to turn one.
I mean, I wasn't even really technically trying to be funny there. Like, when you live in L.A., like, you'll notice, like, oh, yeah, that's my local guy. That's Earl. Earl lives inside Starbucks for as long as they'll let him stay.
Yeah, I agree.
From him, he's weird. But, like, you know who your local homeless guy is.
Agreed.
For sure.
Agreed. Oh.
The difference is in L.A., you have 25 local homeless guys.
Well, okay. L.A., that
3 miles.
Somebody made a, yeah, regardless.
Yeah,
L.A.'s got, like, what, 70,000, 30,000? I'm shooting out of my ass. Don't want to Google. A lot.
I know. No, it's more than that. I've read it's as many as, like, some small city. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like, there's as many homeless in L.A. as there are people in Stockton, California. Or something.
Seriously.
Yeah. And that is not a place where people are doing social distancing.
Yeah.
Do those people get $1,500 a week? Or a month, I mean?
I guess. Oh, I bet you some of them can, but a lot of them don't have photo IDs.
is that going to keep them for real?
Where are you going to mail that check to? Because they said the checks are going to come in the mail. Where are they going to mail that to? Fucking send it to Wendy's. I'm there at noon.
Trust me, if there's a homeless camp, there's one guy who's smart enough to put together a homeless camp like Union and get those checks sent.
Yeah, but then they're going to pick up on, why are 350 checks coming to this place?
The reason is because there's 350 people there who deserve checks.
Oh, I believe they all deserve checks. Shit, I'm the one who wanted to give them crack rocks.
Look, yeah. I'm not saying they do or don't. I'm just saying under what is the circumstance? Are we giving checks to everybody? Do you have to have been put out of work? I mean, what's the deal?
No, let's say if you're worth $10 million, you're not getting the check. No, you don't get it.
Yeah, I guess not. If you're rich.
I think it's the people under $150K a year. If you make $160K a year, I think you get a smaller check. If you make like 300 or more, you get nothing.
Who of a 150K a year budget gives a fuck about $1,500 a month?
Well, I mean, someone who might have 3 children and a mortgage and is keeping their business afloat, it probably couldn't hurt to say, okay, good, we got our groceries covered and, you know, a little piece of my mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who are, what do you call it, mortgaged to the hilt or in debt.
Yeah, dude, there's millionaires who are living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, guys, I'm going to tap out.
Well, let's all put a button on it. Trevor, say goodbye, and I'm sorry, I forgot.
Mike.
Is Mike gone?
This is Trevor and Mike.
Is Mike gone?
From quarantine,
Maryland.
We'll check back in with you guys.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to do another one whenever you want to.
All right. We'll see how the audio turns out.
All right, brother. Party.
Take care, guys. Be safe.
Night. Be safe.
There it is. 982. Done. 982 BC, of course. I mean, let's be honest with people. As long as they're smart enough to figure it out, right? But another regular episode. We're going to try to keep it regular. Boy, you know, we're working on the audio hitch. Been talking to Helfer. Hopefully we'll get him on. I'm going to start reaching out. If you guys hit me up on unopened email at yahoo.com if you have recording equipment in your house. That's right. Don't go places to get it. As always, thank you guys for listening. Let me cue up one of the songs from the boys. All right, guys. Today's featured artist. Different places in space. Available on Spotify and wherever fine music is found. Probably YouTube, I would guess, too. Actually, I know YouTube. You know what I mean? Upbeat stuff for the times. As always, thanks for coming, Reggie's and Regina's. I'll let them take you out.